We hear the words of Jesus spoken on the night before he died, as written in 1 Corinthians 11. Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner also, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Most of us, maybe all of us, have taken some kind of medication, at one time at least, perhaps in some cases daily. I'm not talking about Tums or Tylenol. Think of a prescription drug from a pharmacy with a sheet of instructions and warnings. For example, if you're allergic to it, you need to know what the signs are and deal with it right away. Some medications can't be taken with others, or it won't work right. You may have to avoid food at certain times, or too much exposure to the sun, and the list goes on, including negative side effects, which can range from something minor like an upset stomach to something major like death. Of course, we can use medication carefully as a gift from God to deal with one problem. There is no wonder pill out there that covers all the bases and is guaranteed to improve your health 100%. That kind of result will have to wait until it's handled by Jesus on the last day. Meanwhile, as we age, we eventually hit the point where the body begins to break down. You young people probably aren't thinking like that on any kind of regular basis. But every day, every year brings us closer to our own death. And there's nothing we can do to stop that, regardless of advances in medicine or medical treatment. Thankfully, though, your soul and the state of your spiritual health are a much different story. We have at our disposal the life-giving treatment of baptism, followed by the powerful vitamin supplement of the gospel, fed to us in the meals of God's word, along with a strong medication called Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper. These three, the gospel in word and the two sacraments, are the effective means of God's grace to repair and restore what ails the human soul. The ailment of our souls is the same, regardless of age. The curse of sin has afflicted us all to the same degree. And it happens daily in the form of the corrupt human nature inside of all of us, a constant opponent of God's will right inside your heart, a willing breaker of his commandments that won't shut up, from which we cannot disconnect. We can only fight against it. And we do. But so often are the times that we don't. Meanwhile, God steps in with a certain cure. It's the forgiveness of your sins that he gives freely in Christ and dispenses to us in the gospel. That forgiveness is guaranteed to work because it is based solidly on the sacrifice of Jesus. In fact, the payment Christ made on the cross is the active ingredient in the Lord's Supper. Try to think this through. In receiving communion, you receive his body and blood. It's the same body and blood given up into death for you and me, as he said. It's the same body and blood of Christ that paid off our debt with God. Well, in receiving that, his body and blood, in with and under the bread and wine, we also receive by faith the thing that it bought. God's forgiveness promised, delivered, and assured to us. Now, unlike drugstore medications, the Lord's Supper, when taken properly, will have no negative side effects. Quite the opposite. One good thing leads to another. Whenever God applies the forgiveness of sins in the gospel, the Holy Spirit is there at work to strengthen our faith and renew our hope of eternal life. With a stronger faith and hope comes a stronger bond with God. And that empowers us to talk to Him more, to pray to our Father more fervently, more confidently. Likewise, it empowers us, the gospel does, to go out and do what He tells us to do more faithfully, more frequently. Faith comes from God's forgiveness, strengthening it so that it does bear more fruit. That is the trajectory from the Lord's Supper that you receive to the Christian life that you live. In tomorrow's service, the Lord's Supper offered is a great way to take the right kind of medicine. Let's do that by following the instructions. We boil it down to three sets of R's. First, we recognize that the body and blood of Christ are really present, just as Jesus said, with the bread and wine. Second, we repent of our sins as the reason, realizing that this is the reason why we need the sacrament. Third, we receive by faith the remission of sins as God's remedy. There's actually a fourth R. Remember. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, the same chapter, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So with Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, and the second coming of Christ all in view, we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless our use of the sacrament. Bless our remembrance of Christ crucified, and also bless our celebration of his resurrection victory. Amen. We'll close with the singing of hymn 288, stanzas 3 and 4. 3 and 4 of hymn 288.